If it isn't the spooky little bitches, the phantoms, and the weirdos.
I'm Ash.
I'm Corinne.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Elena.
I was like, I'm gonna die here.
I can't leave.
Dead body.
The wind kept whistling through the front door as like a mail slot. And the wind would like whistle through it and shake that mail slot.
You shouldn't be here.
I'm pregnant, so you're not allowed to do anything to me when I walk into this room, okay?
You may make physical contact with me if it is gentle.
When I said I don't want to be touched, I felt something on my thigh.
Come play with us.
Just went up. Are you fucking kidding me? I felt horrible in that room.
Don't leave.
I'm sorry.
Oh!
My heart just sank.
Well.
We're spooky bitches.
If it isn't the spooky little bitches, the phantoms, and the weirdos.
Because we're here together with some of our paranormal besties. And just like, we've grown so close to Ash and Elena in just our personal lives too. And for years, or I guess the last year and a half, we've been talking about doing a paranormal investigation with them ever since our first collab. And we finally did it.
And it really was just something that we decided to do just because we wanted to for fun. Mm-hmm. And then after we did it, we're like, wait, should we maybe record some episodes about this too? And just, I guess, double dip on what we're already doing. Because we just all have a love of the paranormal, obviously, and investigating. Yeah. And Ash and Elena had already been to the Lizzie Borden house and told us things about it. And I think, Sabrina, you and I are a bit notorious for bringing some activity or the energy that triggers activity with us.
Because we're haunted.
And so the four of us went and we rented out the Lizzie Borden house for just the four of us. And it was haunting.
It was. And so this is a two-parter. You can listen to this episode. It doesn't matter what order you listen to them in. We have part one. They're both coming out the same day. One part is on the Morbid feed where we talk a little bit more about the history of Lizzie Borden and some facts that we learned while there. And Elena goes into a deep dive, especially about the autopsy.
And we did reference some EVPs and some of the activity that happened in the house that backs up some of the new theories of what happened at this house on Morbid's feed.
And then we also, in that episode, dig into some really creepy nursery rhymes and the fact that as kids, we were chanting, Lizzie Borden took an axe.
Gave her father 40 whacks.
When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Yeah, creepy. And then this episode is all about the overnight.
And so much happened. We have so much that is on our recordings between the four of us. Almost all of us were always recording something. But of course, there's always parts that are missing. And we tried to discuss as much as we possibly could in the time that we had for this episode, but there's still so many things that we never even got to talk about. Like when the spirits called us out on having irritable bowels and called us witches.
So please enjoy this episode. We'll have a mix of our audio where we recount our experience at the Lizzie Borden house and then some clips from the evening itself. So if you do want to watch those, we highly recommend going to YouTube to watch the video portions of what happened at the overnight at the Lizzie Borden house.
Enjoy, everybody.
I'm Ash.
I'm Corinne.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Elena.
Should we talk about how this came to be? How we decided to do an overnight together?
Yeah.
How did we decide this? I don't even remember.
When you guys were backstage with us at the Boston show.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, we really want to do an overnight again. And then you two were like, yeah, us too. And then I don't know how Lizzie Borden came.
I think we were just like, we did it.
Yeah, yeah. You said, yeah, we've been to the Lizzie Borden house. We should do that again.
Yep.
And you were like, let's go.
Yeah. And then a few weeks later, I think I just texted and was like, cool, because I knew I was pregnant and that I had a timeline.
So you were like, let's get this.
We're like, we got to book this.
When are we going? Because I don't have much more time left.
I don't have much time.
I'm about to be a whole ass mama.
And then truly on that day, we booked it.
We yeah. did.
You were like, does February work? We're like, yeah, I don't think we have anything. You're like, okay, it's all set.
Great, February 5th.
All right, it's paid for, we're going.
See you then.
We're buying the whole house.
It's the way I like to have things scheduled is like, I would like to do this thing. And everybody's like, absolutely, let's do this thing. And then
like,
we're like,
booked.
And then we did
that
it.
That thing is booked. And we're like, all right,
your only job is to show up
yeah.
like, on great. This day at this time. Perfect.
The best.
But you guys had been to Lizzie Borden before. So what were your impressions of the house the first time you went versus this time?
It definitely still had that same like dark feeling, I yeah, would say, the first time.
And I distinctly time. Remember that the first time is we went in there and I was like, ooh, I was like shocked by how heavy that place felt. And I think it's like I've never been in somewhere that like something that horrific had happened no. and that you've seen the pictures. And
right.
I mean, you can go right to the spot. Everything is the same. A lot of the stuff is original. Obviously, there's like a ton that's had to be like redone, but it's like it's all still there. Like, it's yeah. the same house. It's the same exact house.
Like, they haven't
house.
Changed the blueprint of the house
No,
at
not
all.
At all.
No.
It's yeah. the same. And it's like, so the first time we went there, we were with other people that we didn't know. We had booked one of the rooms and the rest of the rooms were booked. And it was like a monsoon out that night. So it was so scary. And Ash would not let me sleep. She was like, nope, you're staying up with me the whole night.
I get it.
And it's like, yeah. I was like, all right, well, I'm up all night. But we just sat in the, like, sitting room. We recorded an episode.
Yep.
And we sat up in the sitting room where Andrew was murdered, actually.
Yeah, I was sitting like right in the
right
very
where
spot.
He was done.
Yeah.
Did you record an episode from that couch?
Yeah. Yep. We did part of it from down in the couch. We did part of it from up in the room, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like live streamed too at times, but it kept glitching.
The live stream was when yeah. I got the most scared because that was like, when we first got there, we were met by like a tour guide and they gave us mm-hmm. the whole like story. Right. And
so that was different.
That was also.
And then they
just
left.
Us wandering through the house for like 5 hours and then texting a number that we found on the fridge like
five hours later.
But yeah, it was a little different the first time we went. But then they leave you, obviously. And they were like, they literally were going to leave us with lanterns because it was monsooning so bad that they were like, yeah, the power might go out.
Here's some lanterns.
Here's some lanterns. Like,
Godspeed.
So spooky.
The wind kept whistling through the front door as like a mail slot. And the wind would like whistle through it and shake that mail slot. And I was like, I'm going to die here. Like, I'm going to be one of them.
That's the thing. Because there was this like fun energy. Like, yeah. It was like, it was dark when you first walked in there, but there was a fun energy during the tour. And then as soon as that woman who gave the tour left and was like, see ya.
We all felt abandoned.
It felt so real. Like, wow. I was like, oh, we're staying yeah. here overnight.
And
like,
and some people left.
And it's yeah. you and a bunch of other strangers, which also adds to it being creepy.
Well, I think that added to
that
it.
That was honestly the creepiest thing to me the first time was yeah. I'm more concerned with what real people do than
100%.
What ghosts yeah. are going to do to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was worried, I don't know these people and I don't like this. So I am going to stay alert and make sure that I don't have right. to like defend myself here.
That was like part of me not yeah. wanting to go to sleep. But the way bigger part of it was I feel like you're just like they can infiltrate you if you're asleep.
They can infiltrate the ghosts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because you can't.
You're vulnerable.
Do anything.
Seeing the room that you guys had booked that you were supposed to stay yeah. in, I would never have gone to sleep that night either.
No.
They brought us up to that room and I was like, you've got to be fucking shitting me. Like, I was like, you're lying.
You
this
know what's
is not
crazy
the book.
Is that we spent time in pretty much every single room of that house.
Not except that one.
We never.
It is weird that we didn't go into that room at all, really.
At all.
I don't like that room.
And it was...
There's something about it.
When we were, like, yeah. collecting all of our things at the end, I was like, wow, we really didn't spend any time in this room. And I feel like...
I don't think we even stepped into it.
No.
Truly. I think we poked our heads in.
Yeah, poked our heads. That's it.
I don't even know if they told us, like, what that room was.
Amber didn't when we went through the house.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe that's the problem with it. We don't know what it is. So we're like, I'm not fucking with that.
Best not to.
But it's also like, why did Amber take us into almost every single room except for that one again?
Yeah.
Why is everyone avoiding that room?
Yeah.
This is a mystery.
Sinister vibes in that room.
Stork-sided.
Stork-sided. We went in there and we were like, no. Mm-mm.
So did you get the same feeling, like the heaviness when you walked in?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The exact same feeling.
It was still there.
I feel like I was like reverted back to the first time we had walked in there.
Yeah. It's very interesting because Sabrina and I think throughout the night, I felt more and more scared as we were making more contact.
Yeah.
But when we first walked in the house, you would think that we would be more scared than we were because we got there first. It was just us two and there was no one there to greet us.
Yeah.
It was this house that we'd never been to with the reputation that it has. But I think because we had already gone to the Conjuring house.
Yep.
And the Conjuring house felt so much scarier.
I was in certain parts really heavy energy there.
That we were kind of moving freely about the first
floor. We went to the bathroom by ourselves.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Before you guys got there.
That's crazy.
We were just freely moving about. Like I sat in the dining room for a good amount of time. You were like in the other room.
Yeah. And the reason that sounds crazy is because throughout the night, none of us would go into a room alone or go to the bathroom alone.
It did get scarier as it got darker.
And later, like you feel, you feel a different kind of like vibe to the air the later and the darker that it gets there.
And also, so we got there probably like an hour before you did. And we were like, let's not explore the rest of the house until Ash and Elena get here because we wanted to like experience it with you. And so we were only in the downstairs area. We chose not to like listen to anything or really refresh our memories on the Lizzie Borden case. So we were just like exploring all the cases that are downstairs, like the, you know, autopsy stuff. And then we walk into the room where at the time I didn't know this, where Andrew had died and been murdered. And I'm sitting by the chair or by the couch. And there was this like one of those like face on a stick things.
Yes.
And I was like, I wonder what this face on a stick is. And I'm like standing there at the couch.
Holding Andrew's face.
Holding Andrew's face. And all of a sudden get this feeling of pressure on my head, like on the back left side. I look at Corinne and I'm like, it's still there. Like it's like a feeling. And I like mimicked
it. Like, ow, like my head kind of like hurts. It feels weird. It feels like something's touching like right here.
Yeah. And then truly my eyes, the next thing it goes to is the crime scene photo of Andrew on that couch. And I was like, is this
literally standing
spot?
Where it's
like right here.
Yeah.
So that like right away, paranormal things started happening.
It was right. And it's one of those things because you can pinpoint exactly where these horrific things happened in that house. So it's like, I feel like there's just like something associated with that makes it even scarier.
Definitely.
Because as soon as you walk into that room, you're just like, wow, like, is this how the person walked into the room that did this? Right. Like, am I walking the same path that person walked?
Oh, that's so
going
chilling.
Up the stairs, I was like, we're walking the same stairs that those people walked to, or whoever did it.
Right.
Walked up those stairs and were they hiding in that closet? Did they walk right into the room? Like, we're doing the same thing that they did.
We're touching the same hand railing to study ourselves.
Same thing. Like,
and we learned also from our encounters with Andrew's spirit and then also from Amber that Andrew doesn't like people in their house.
No,
in the house
doesn't.
At all.
No, we were told multiple times.
You're annoying.
You're annoying.
You're annoying me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
Be quiet.
But he did tell us we could call him Andrew.
That's true.
Because we asked him, should we call you Mr. Borden, Andy, Andrew? And he said Andrew.
Because we heard Mr. And I was like, do you want us to refer to you as Mr.?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, we had so many encounters. Should we go like
room by room?
Room by room.
And like timeline.
Start from like the night. Okay.
Well, let's start at the beginning because we did something that we learned from paranormal investigators Greg and Dana Newkirk that you guys hadn't experienced at your last time
being
in the Lizzie Borden house, which was setting intentions and pulling cards to try to communicate with the house and the spirits to let them know why we were there and what their involvement could be. And kind of like setting boundaries and respect at the top of our investigation.
So for setting intentions, I don't know why I'm the one doing this. I don't feel like I'm. Okay. We would love to communicate with the spirits at this house. And we would like to let you know that we are going to treat you and this home with kindness. We don't want to instigate anything. And we ask that you treat us with kindness. And we'd only like to have any positive interactions with you.
That being said, we did bring some things with us that you can use to interact with us. Feel free to also knock or make noises in the house to let us know you're here. We just ask that you don't do it too close to our person where it becomes frightening.
Yeah, please.
And then asking if they wanted to give us messages through the cards, which sometimes I feel like we pulled cards a couple times throughout the night and it was almost like, are they telling us a message? Or
it did feel
it really
like
felt
that
way.
Or is it about the house?
Well, in the beginning, so we pulled two cards.
Yeah.
And you had pulled out the spread and then you had me wave my hands over them and
vibration
pull where it was buzzing. And then Ash, remember you were like, I knew you were going to pull that one. Like you could also sense like where it was wanting us to draw the cards.
Yep.
And I can't remember the photos on the cards.
I remember we got the raccoon at one point. We didn't get it first, but one of the other cards that we pulled referenced raccoon. And then we ended up getting it the second time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why does this keep coming up?
One of them was the hurricane lamp, I think.
Yeah, the oil, the hurricane oil lamp.
Yeah.
And we were sitting
right in front
in
of a lamp.
In a circle around a hurricane.
You know what's so wild is I just pulled it up. Yeah, it's the hurricane lamp and the raccoon. But why did I say it like that? Raccoon.
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 I like New Jersey coming out.
Okay, that picture is after we ate.
Yeah. Because the first card we pulled, and I'm going to butcher this, but it was about, remember it was about like the story being misunderstood.
Yes.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And we felt like it was talking about the case.
Yeah. Like, we felt like it did associate itself with the case because it was talking about like being misunderstood and telling the truth and like finding the real story.
Yeah.
And we were like, holy crap. And then the second card we pulled was about like taking care of yourself and was related to health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just like the physical body and ailments, which could also be related to the house.
Sure. Yeah. It did feel like a lot of the messaging that I guess maybe I was interpreting it was like, if it was Lizzie, it was she was pushed to do it in order to protect herself.
Yeah.
It did come off like that.
Okay. So right away, we did this. We set our intentions. I asked if anyone was willing to be touched.
Is anyone here okay with being touched by a spirit?
I am not. I would prefer not to be.
If you feel like you need to, but please do it nicely.
I, too, am open to being touched. Again, if it is nicely, I do not want to be scratched or pushed. You may make physical contact with me if it is gentle.
Same for me.
Me and Corinne were like, hell no.
Absolutely not.
But I feel like I ended up getting touched anyway.
You did.
That's true.
Wait, you got touched twice.
Yeah, you did.
That's true.
Yeah.
One of my biggest regrets is, when we were backstage in Boston, you and I, Elena, were like, we'll do a Ouija board.
Yes.
We'll do a Ouija board at the Lizzie Borden
house. Yeah, and I was like, I will not be sitting anywhere near you.
So we're sitting at dinner in the dining room. We had a REM pod in the room where Andrew had died.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were like, where are the Ouija boards? Like, we were confused. God. And this is when we started to realize, like, a lot of the things that we were told would happen that we would have for us when we got to the house was not there. In addition to no one being there to greet us. And was it Ash? Did you say where they were? Or?
Elena. I pointed to the room.
But you hadn't said anything yet.
And I just pointed to the room. I was like, oh, in there. Because I remember it being in there from the other. And as soon as I said that, that REM pod went off.
I don't even think you got the full sentence of like in there out. Like, I think you literally pointed and took the breath and you were about to say in and it started.
I think so.
So we did learn that they don't keep Ouija boards at the Lizzie Borden house anymore because when the tour guide Amber arrived that evening, we asked about it. And she said that that Ouija board that used to be there, someone had stolen it one night. A guest had taken it home with them. Totally not cool. And also, why the fuck would you want to do that?
Yeah.
And this was a Ouija board that was like over 100 years old. So like it was a prized possession for the Lizzie Borden house to have.
They made a grave mistake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because weeks later, Amber said that they got the Ouija board back and there was a note attached with it that said, make it stop.
I will never forget that story as long as I live.
That and the one she told after. So after that night, they decided no more Ouija boards in the house. Like it, they just can't control what's happening.
Yeah.
So many people don't use them properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have no idea who, like what those people did that took the Ouija board out of the Lizzie Borden house and what you're going to bring in.
Like they didn't close anything properly or something happened.
Yeah. And then so the second story that Amber told us is that there was one night where, similar to how Amber was like awoken out of bed, another staff member was called at like 10:30 at night and was like, you need to go to the house and remove something from, I think it was Abby. Was it Abby's room?
I think it was Abby's
room. And she shows up and she's like really confused. And the person who was staying in that room is like waiting outside the bedroom and is like, it's in there. Underneath the box spring, between the box spring and the mattress, was a Ouija board.
I would go home.
Yeah, that would
I would never stay there.
Yeah, no, that would be it for me that night. I'd be like, you know what? I'll try this again later.
Yep, exactly. If that was my experience, they wouldn't even know that it was there because I'd be in my car 400 miles away.
My question is, what happened to make that person look between the mattress and the box spring?
Yeah, because I don't think she said.
No, but clearly something.
Well, unless they had just checked in and they were like, you know, the classic check for bed bugs.
Unless they were like me.
Which the whole, as we walked through the house when you guys first got there, Elena, you were checking every nook and cranny.
She does that whenever we go anywhere, and it's my favorite thing about you. Because I'm like, you go ahead and look.
Yeah, like everyone knows I'm just going to go check everywhere that a human being could be hiding. Yep. I'm going to check. Yeah.
Like even in hotel rooms, she does her whole lay of the land.
I clear it all, and then I'm like, okay, everyone can relax.
You even check the mirrors. You're like double-sided mirror.
Oh, yeah. Put your finger on the...
Yeah.
Is anyone watching us?
It's like space is safe.
I'm in a situation where, you know, I'm not trying to spend a pretty penny, but I also like really nice things. So imagine if you could do both. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I have that silk skirt that I get compliments, mm-hmm. and I can wear it all seasons. We also both have the Quince towels that are truly luxury towels. I feel like we're at a hotel.
I just got a robe too.
And it's great because Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/TGOG for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/TGOG to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TGOG.
But in that front room, so we brought with us a few pieces of equipment. We brought the REM pods, or we had one REM pod and they had a bunch of REM pods, mm-hmm. which tells us if there's a temperature fluctuation of above or below 5 degrees, and also if there's any motion very, very close to the pod. We had a bunch of EMF readers to measure the electromagnetic field, any changes there. We had cat balls accessible to us at the Lizzie Borden house, so they had a bunch of cat balls, which are just literally cat toys that would react to any movement, which I think that only went off like once.
The one time up in Bridget's room when everything went off at the same time.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Can you step away from it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't stay in there longer, because there was like...
I think it was just... There was a spooky vibe.
I think we got scared.
I think it started to chill out. Like, it was going hard. And then we were like, it went into like a second of calm. And I think we were all like, okay.
Yeah. They're done. So we're done.
We've done it.
Yeah.
We had dowsing rods with us, which Elena, you used.
Yep.
And then we had multiple spirit boxes. And then we also used ghost tube to communicate. And we had almost everything going the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a lot on ghost tube. I didn't expect that, to be honest. I was kind of like a little bit skeptical of that.
Right.
And then when we started getting like words coming through, I was like, this is too accurate.
Right.
Like, this like can't
with
be
Abby's
made up.
Room, where Abby was murdered, which we talked about on your episode. And then the kids' room, which we'll talk about a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I was expecting ghost tube to be kind of, because I had the same kind of idea. I was like, I don't know, I'm a little skeptical of this. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just going to be spitting out words like
constantly.
And I thought that was going to make me be like, okay, one of these is going to hit because they're going to spit out like 100 words. And it doesn't. It is silent for a long time, mm-hmm. and then it'll all of a sudden just spit out a word.
And when it spits out a word, it's always related to what you're discussing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Which kind of is a good way to talk about what led us to the basement.
We were listening to the S boxes, and we had ghost tube going. And I think we were asking like how they felt about people visiting. And that's when we got the bad.
Oh, and like the breathing.
Yeah, and that was through the S box, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we learned a few things in that moment. One, we learned that, Ash, you should be the person who listens if we do the Estes
method.
You're
so good at it.
Because we would hear something and be like, that was something. And then, but you would be able to decipher real time, and we'd go back, we'd replay it, and we'd be like, holy shit, that is what
she can pick out the words.
I don't know what it was. It was scaring me that like I was getting them more like
you were our
like
translator.
Right. Yeah, I was a gross translator.
I get super like overstimulated with too much sound. Mm-hmm. So like if too many people are talking at once, I'll never understand what anyone. I can't pick out one person's voice. But you're like really good at just zoning in on one.
What was the one in Andrew's room? It was also earlier that we paused and replayed it, and it was exactly what you said. Do you guys remember?
Oh, yeah.
I have them written down.
Oh, I forget what that one was. In like the in the room where he was killed.
Yeah, you two were sitting on the couch.
And we replayed it and we were like, holy shit, that is what that said.
I forget which one that was. I remember the first one I got was bad. And I played it for my husband, Drew, when I got home. And he was like, I don't want to hear anything else.
Yeah, he was like,
and he was like, I don't want to know about your ghostly abilities.
Oh, what was that one?
I don't remember what that was.
But in that front room, I believe it was the front room, when we were communicating with it, it was like that whispered bad when we said, How do you feel
about people trying to like come here and figure stuff out?
Yeah.
After it said bad, what was so freaky was we had like 5 minutes of trying to communicate ahead of that answer. And then after it first said bad, that whispered breathing and like breathy, like kept coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that wasn't a part of it in the first 5 minutes. So once it said bad, it was very, very active. And then we had also asked in that same session, we said, did something tragic happen in this room? Or sorry, this was an Andrew. I need to mark what happens in what room.
I know, it's so hard.
I think, was it my head?
It was my face.
My face, right? But what did we ask? Was that the one that like we replayed it and that's what it had said? My face?
So in the front room, we got the word abused. And then we said, were you abused? And then it said emotional. And then a few moments later, it said, I can't leave. And then Alina, you asked, I'm sorry, do you want to leave?
Yep.
And it said, I do. And I think that's...
And it answered like right away.
Like it was literally answering you.
Like, do you want to leave? I do.
I do.
It was like a back and forth combo.
Is this what then led us down to the basement?
No, we were in Andrew's room. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we then took a break because our food... DoorDash driver got there.
Because we wanted our steak and cheese.
Obviously. We had to eat because sustenance went ghost hunting. And that's when we went to the room where Andrew was killed.
Yep.
And the part that we were just trying to remember that we replayed that you had heard initially was in Andrew's room. Someone asks, did something tragic happen in this room? And we hear, my face.
Yep.
And then just moments later, another voice comes through and says, he's a victim.
Yes.
Did something tragic happen in this room?
And something like my face. Did you hear that?
That also sounded like he's a victim.
We hear the word Andy. So that's when we were like, are we talking to Andrew? And then we decide, let's introduce ourselves. So we all said our names.
I'm Ash.
I'm Corinne.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Elena.
Kind of sounded like Elena.
Do you want to talk to Elena?
Fucking girl.
Fucking girl.
I heard mean girl.
And I was like, oh, I love that.
On the S-box,
yeah. And then one of you, Sabrina or Ash, you guys asked, do you want to talk to Elena? And then it said, fucking girl.
And I was like, what does that mean? Like, what? Is that?
I heard mean girl.
Mean girl?
I thought it said mean girl. And then you thought it said
I
fucking
said
girl.
Fucking girl.
Yeah. And I'm like, either way, like, what the hell?
What's your problem with me?
Like, damn.
Like, rude.
Well, rude.
As we discussed on your feed, we were called sluts.
So we were quite a lot.
I think they just didn't really like girls.
Really didn't like me.
But that conversation didn't really go anywhere.
This is also when I had the video camera set up recording in that room and I went to go check it. The camera had died. Batteries were brand new, like fully charged.
We had like 14 hours of recordable video or something on the SD card.
I had a backup battery because I knew something like, you know, paranormal would happen. I put the other battery in. I go to look back at the videos. It doesn't exist.
No, there was nothing.
That was wild.
That was crazy.
Yeah, which could be, you could say like, oh, because it died, it didn't save the video. Sure, maybe. But like.
But why did it die?
Why did it die?
Yeah.
When it was like completely charged, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like perfectly on the REM pod. And that's like the moment I wanted to see if it caught, you know?
I know.
Oh, and we didn't even talk about when you got there, your phone had been, weren't you like charging your phone on the way?
Yeah, on the car ride down, my phone was in the charger the entire time and it's never not charged. But when we got into the house, like 5 minutes later, I look at my phone and it was at 40%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is so weird.
So now that we're in this room, we were talking about Ash, about how you should do the Estes method.
Yes.
And then the EMF reader started spiking. And then at that exact same time, the lights in the dining room dimmed.
Yes.
And we're all like, holy shit, should someone walk in the dining room? Like, what is going on? What just went off? And of course, my camera was not angled in that room.
Someone else try to go walk in there.
No.
Okay. I'm
Oh, is it because you got up?
No, that's temperature.
Well, and it did the motion. It did
and
the green. It went green.
Like right there. Is there someone here in the room with us?
Do you want me to walk in there?
You're sure it's not because you both got up?
Let's try again. Ready? One. Are you fucking kidding me?
All the lights out?
Do you
all
want
the
to
lights
go
out
into that room?
So Sabrina and I, we both get up and remember the REM pod immediately starts going,
Whoa! Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, well, we jump because we're scared. But then we were like,
Is it because you guys moved?
It was
then
not
we
us.
Tested it. Yeah. Ready, Sabrina?
Okay, so that's a no. Debunked.
And we tried to imitate it and it wouldn't do it again. The REM pod doesn't react to our movement, but as we're trying to test this out and like questioning, was that a ghost or was that us? The dining room lights just completely shut off.
Yeah.
It was completely black.
Is there a room you would like us to go to?
Yeah.
Do you want us to go upstairs?
Front end.
Under.
The basement.
Do you want us to go to the basement?
Oh, the heater.
Would you like us to go to the basement?
Dead body.
I just heard dead body. If you would like us to go if you would like us to go to the basement, can you give us some kind of sign? I'm sorry.
Why?
Sounds like they want us to go to the front end of the basement.
Shall we?
If you're a freelancer like us, you probably dread your quarterly tax bills. And if your business, if one is not set up properly, you're likely overspending on your taxes and you don't want to do that. So it's time you reduce your tax bill by thousands with Collective. Collective is the all-in-one financial solution for self-employed entrepreneurs that specializes in S-Corp election.
Let Collective handle your taxes, your bookkeeping, and payroll all for a fraction of the cost of a CPA. And if your business of one is making at least $60,000 in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands in tax savings every year. With Collective, the S-Corp tax election is saving its members an average of $10,000 per year. But don't wait to elect, because the deadline to backdate your S-Corp to January 1st is coming up on March 31st.
Right now, Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/TGOG and tell them TGOG sent you. That's a $199 value waived in a full year of S-Corp savings when you go to collective.com/TGOG and tell them TGOG sent you. That's collective.com/TGOG and tell them TGOG sent you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I do remember that.
And all of the lights in the dining room went out, which knowing it was on a timer was one thing, but
the timing
amount of time that from us last walking in and triggering the light
it was
to this going off was not enough time for it to go off according to its timer.
Yep, 100%.
That also, the front foyer light kept going on and off too.
Mm-hmm.
And you both noticed it right away. You're like, was this light on before? And Corinne and I had truly stood in front of that light to talk about it before you got there. So we knew it was on, at least like when we had seen it. But then multiple times it turned off and on.
And there was no rhyme or reason.
No rhyme
it.
Or reason.
Like it wasn't motion. It wasn't time.
No, because nobody was really walking through that area.
Right. And then you and I, remember we went to go try to put the, Ash, you and I tried to go put my video camera looking at the stairs to catch something. The light was off. We walk in there. It does not turn on. We start to like play with the... like the key to turn it on.
And even the light switch didn't control it. Like I don't even know what that light, how it turned on or off.
It is a paranormal light.
It is. Yeah, it didn't make sense that they were turning on and off like they were.
So then we tried to go to the basement.
We tried.
We did.
And as we were walking, do you remember when we go into the kitchen and we go down the hallway to exit out the back door, you were holding the EMF reader, Ash, and it started spiking.
It was going crazy. Yeah, like something wanted us to go into that basement.
Yeah. Like, and then it went even crazier when we were at the basement door.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just went to red. That just, I wish I was filming on that.
My dick
This is the basement, right?
What the fuck?
Okay, we're going to go inside.
So, Ash, that means you go first.
No.
I'll go first.
Should Sabrina go first?
Going. It's like, I don't care. Someone
should Ash go first?
Do we know the code?
Don't asking each other, not the spirits. And the EMF reader was boom, boom, like red, straight up to red.
But we couldn't get in.
Because it's locked.
And that is when we realized that the Lizzie Borden house did not realize that we were there that night. They forgot about us. So we went back inside, found the emergency contact number, let them know we were there. And they're like, oh, shit. And then they sent a tour guide over at 10:30 p.m.
And she was amazing.
Yeah,
she was.
She was.
And they were so apologetic, too. They were like, oh, my God. And we were like, it's fine.
Because it was something like since we had rented the whole house, it didn't show up or something.
It didn't show up as like a room or something.
Yeah.
But we were like, yeah, we're here.
Once Amber got there, she led us into the bookshop. And then we could pick whatever like equipment that they had that we didn't already have.
Mm-hmm.
And we grabbed the infrared camera.
Yep.
And then we grabbed the motion sensor music box.
Oh my God. Oh. That thing is going to be the death of me someday.
We have had some experiences with that.
And you had been telling us about your experience with it with Sam and Colby on the USS Salem before.
And it was so similar.
Yeah.
That was the worst part about it. Like,
it really was. Yeah. And a lot of people say, like, even Amber was like, I'm going to go reset that because it never goes off like for this long. And that's what happened when you and I, Elena, were on the USS Salem. And I was like, what is it about us that makes ghosts want to stand in front of music boxes?
Which when we get to the basement, we'll have to tell you that story.
Yeah.
So when Amber came, she gave us a lot of context of hauntings. And I'm glad she came before we went down into the basement because we were like under the impression that someone, like a spirit, had been trapped in the basement and needed help. Because I didn't say like help, like
it said trap. Trapped.
And then we were like, can we help you?
It did say help me when we were down in the basement. Yeah, it did.
Right. Yep. So I think we were anticipating speaking with a spirit that it needed some kind of help in the basement. But when Amber came and told us like more history about the crimes and about how Lizzie was acquitted, she told us about how no one investigated her room because it was improper to do so for a woman.
Mm-hmm. That was wild.
And like the period blood. She also told us that Emma, who was, I guess, an agoraphobe, ended up, weirdly, this agoraphobe who never left the house happened to be gone for a two-week period, which is like a weird timing. The uncle who had been staying there got lost.
He
had like
90 minutes of time.
In the like small downtown that he was familiar with.
Nobody knows his whereabouts for that unaccounted for period of time.
Which I did see, it's a theory that he did it.
Right. She also told us a lot about how Lizzie and Emma were raised by the parents and how like they were very frugal. I think it was a lot of good context for us. Mm-hmm. But then she told us that the basement, there is a spirit of a woman named Eliza who had very sadly and tragically tried to kill all three of her children, only killed two of them in the basement of what was next door.
Yep.
And then went and took her own life. And she is trapped in the basement. And then there's also a like more malevolent spirit in the basement.
And I think didn't she say that that malevolent spirit came or something about like the portal brought him in because there's also a portal in the front room.
Oh yeah, mirror portal.
Yeah, because he hadn't always been there, she said, and the trickster like spirit, which she was saying.
Yeah, because she said it wasn't a demon, but it wasn't a human, something in between. And I was like, is there an in-between?
I feel like
you're either a demon or you're a human.
That's what I was really confused about.
It was like aggressive with its language.
Because when she said it's not human, I was like, oh, we're talking demon? Like, we got a demon in this
house?
She was,
and she was
like, it's not a demon. And I was like, And I was like, I don't know. I feel like you have a demon.
Like, it kind of feels like the creeper from Waverly Hill, although that feels really that demonic. But it's almost like an amalgamation of something negative that happened there.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
like some spirit maybe like attached itself to that energy and has like become
turned
its own thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Amber was calling the trickster Carl. So that made him a lot less intimidating.
Made him so much less.
He's like, ugh, go away, Carl.
She was hilarious. We like, with him. She was like, Carl, we're sick of you. We're trying to talk to the kids. Let's go.
Like,
I was like,
out.
Oh my God.
But the kids were really, well, like, we'll get there, obviously, but the kids were scared of Carl.
Yeah.
At one point, but we should go to the basement first.
Well, because Eliza's whole thing is, like, she was clearly suffering from, like, postpartum depression because she had kids, like, rapidly in succession. Yeah. And obviously, they didn't recognize that back then. They were like, absolutely. So they tried to use that because she was, like, related to the Bordens. Yeah. She was, like, what was it, She's an aunt by marriage.
Yeah, so she wasn't even blood related. Yeah.
But they tried to use it in the trial with Lizzie to say, look, madness runs in the family. And it's like, first of all, it's postpartum depression. Yeah. So no.
But they had no idea what that was.
She's not related by blood.
So it actually got thrown out for that reason. Yeah, but just the fact that they tried to use it in the first place.
And they had to look at the surviving child, Maria, who had grown up and like been married and, you know, totally was just living her life totally fine. And they were like, look, she's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me madness, quote unquote, runs in this family.
It's like, no.
It's so sad.
It is. And so sadly, like, Eliza's spirit apparently is trapped in the basement and it's almost like a punishment to herself. Like,
which is her kids
never reunite. Yeah.
And the kids won't go in the basement too, which was like the saddest thing.
Don't blame them.
Yeah, don't blame them.
That is creepy. So basically, Amber's like, all right, so where should we start? And we all agreed to start in the basement. One, because we had been called down there. And two,
we were the most scared.
Like, let's check that off our list and get it over with.
Exactly. Especially while Amber was with us, because we only had her for two hours.
I mean, immediately things were happening.
Oh, it was wild down there.
So you walk down, and if you go straight, there's like a kind of back alley-ish storage area, which is
dark.
Where Eliza's said to kind of like crouch down and hang out.
Like the way back corner.
Yeah, she was like, that's Eliza's corner over there. I was like, you make it sound whimsical.
Should I go put this in Eliza's corner?
And of course, I like said the brave thing. Then I was like, someone come with me.
Someone come with me.
So Ash, you came with me.
Yep.
And I put it over there and I was like, if you like to communicate with us, you can touch this. And then you, what did you say?
We don't want to be touched, please.
I don't know what I said. I think I blacked out.
I think you verbatim said, but please don't touch me. And immediately. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Something touched me.
Oh, fucking A.
When I said I don't want to be touched, I felt something on my thigh.
Yeah. And it was just like a poke in my thigh. Like, that's all it felt like just a poke.
Yeah.
You're right. I said, don't touch me. Like, I'll come over here, but don't touch me. And immediately it was like,
poke. It was Carl.
Which I totally think it was Carl.
That was Carl. Yeah. Being like, oh, yeah.
So we left it there as we are about to.
You got two steps away from the
It started
pod,
going
and
off.
It started going
and
off.
And then I think we literally ran away from it in that moment.
Yeah, we did. We scurried.
Like, goodbye.
Oh, yeah. And it happened one more time because I have it on video. We're walking into like what was the seance room that they had set up. It was like in the middle.
That was scary.
As we're walking into it, you hear the REM pod go off. And I was like, guys, it's green. I was like, what's that? What is that?
Which meant somebody
motion.
Had to touch
Which
it,
meant
right?
Motion.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That there was someone like right in that vicinity. And then we sat down. We're all talking, and I think...
Not Corinne. Corinne did not sit down.
I sat down until...
The music box.
The second that we sat down. You just got a big glass of cold air, too.
It's going off nonstop.
Music started playing, and then I was up and wedging myself between Ash and Amber.
And it didn't stop. So the music box Amber had set up in the room to the left of the seance room.
Right at the bottom of the stairs.
In there by itself. We sat down. It immediately starts going off and doesn't stop.
Would not stop.
That's supposedly the room where, like, whoever did this burned clothes, right?
Yeah, the room where it happened.
Yeah, because if you take a picture in this certain area of the basement.
Oh, yeah, you took a picture.
Did you take a picture?
I did.
A face shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And I took a picture the first time we went. I don't even want that to live on my current camera roll.
Well, they said that they've sanded and repainted so many times, and no matter how deep they get into that wall,
it does not
the
go
face
away.
Keeps
it,
showing
if you
up.
Take a photo with flash, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And the face showed up.
The face showed up immediately.
Terrifying.
Took one photo. Face is there.
And it was there when we went there last time, too.
Yeah.
That was the thing. They showed us that last time.
Because they said, take a picture of it and like something will show up. And they didn't say what. And I was
yeah,
like,
they
okay,
didn't tell
curiosity.
Us the first time.
And then I remember seeing it and being like, what the fuck? Like,
I was
don't
like, you
even
know
want
there's
this
a
image.
Face back there, right? They were like, yep, that's it.
They were like, yep, that's the trick.
But that music box going on, it just kept going off. It kept happening. And that's what happened with Sam and Colby when we went to the USS Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we were walking into the mess hall during that one, like what was the mess hall? Sam jokingly said, everyone on the ship report to the mess hall.
And he like yelled it.
And then we walked in and we like, all Sam. Sat down. They put the music box in the doorway. And all of a sudden it was just like, doo, 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 doo. It was like people were just filing into the room.
And it would right. like stop and then go on
and
again.
Then a bunch
stop
more would come
on.
In.
And it has a like, sensor. And so if you walk in front of it or if something passes in front of it, it sets it off.
Like mm-hmm. a motion sensor.
And it plays for what, 3 seconds and then it stops?
Yeah, just a quick yeah. little like, doo, yeah. doo, doo, doo. And it's like, it, and it, that like, would be it.
Chills out.
But this time,
it just
it has
going.
It, and I have it on video. The constant sound of it happening because we were just like,
it
what
never
the
stopped.
Fuck?
Like someone was just like standing there and like, yeah, ew, it makes like me think pacing. That they're kind of you know in Paranormal Activity where they capture her and she's out of her bed, but
oh
she's like
God,
rocking back and forth.
There.
Oh my God, I hate it.
I took the heat camera over there too and couldn't see anything.
No. Mm-hmm.
What are we talking to?
And Amber went in the room and finally shut it off. Like, it didn't even stop by
it
itself.
Never
no,
stopped.
It never stopped.
Which I was like, you're the bravest bitch in the game. Because I would never.
I think I have, like.
Oh, even
it
hearing
is such
the
a
sound.
Creepy noise. After this, we were like, okay, we've done yeah. enough downstairs.
But we didn't. We sat.
I know we stayed down there for a while.
We sat in the seance room.
Yeah.
Not a super long amount
not
of time.
Not a crazy
okay,
amount, but a while in the sense of like, what the fuck were we doing?
Well, because that was our first communication with Carl.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah.
he kept calling us stupid.
He just kept
he said
calling us
stupid. And then he moved straight from stupid to slutty.
Slutty.
Yep.
And then from then on, he just said sluts.
Stupid. It just said stupid.
Did it say stupid?
100%.
Sleep.
Slut?
Disagree.
Oh, someone here disagrees that we're
thank stuck. You.
Is that Eliza?
You. It took whatever spirit, if it was Carl, a while to form the full word. We kept hearing
yeah,
like,
it was like,
oh, yeah.
We were like, it's saying something, but we don't know what. And then eventually he must have gotten enough
he
energy.
Mustered it up.
Yeah. To call us sluts.
Yep. Probably fed on all our terror of hearing that music box.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe we just like built it up and he kept it going.
He was powering up.
Maybe that's yeah. why he was able to finally muster it up. He yeah. was the one doing the music box and then he was like, okay, I got enough. That,
yeah.
Totally.
It's like Monsters,
sense.
Inc.
Yes. Exactly.
It was really sad, though, because Eliza also made contact with us
yeah.
down there.
What's her?
Help me.
Help me?
Oh, Eliza, is that you?
If how do we help?
If that's you, make your presence known, please.
Slut.
Yeah. He said, how do we help? But then it immediately went back to slut.
Yeah.
So Carl was there again.
Yeah.
And then, Ash, you asked how many people are down here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And they... Someone said two of us.
Yeah.
So it was Eliza and Carl, the trickster.
And Carl.
Yep.
Entity.
So I was like, Carl, you're not a person.
Which honestly, I was happy to hear two. I was waiting for like 74. 74
yeah.
people are down here.
35, actually. Roll call.
I was so happy Amber was with us, but I will say she was really confident in her interactions with Carl.
Yes.
And it made me scared that he was going to be
aggressive.
Me
aggressive
yeah. too.
Yeah.
No, I 100% agree, especially when we were upstairs and she
yes.
was like, Carl, like, go away. Get out of here.
No one wants to talk to you, Carl. I'm like, oh my God, we're bullying an entity.
Yeah. As soon as she said that, I literally was like, I'll talk to you if I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
And you were like, not right now. We'll talk to you later. And I wanted to be like, we won't, but I don't want to talk to you.
Yep,
but how else do you like nicely come back from being like, shut up, Carl?
Exactly. Exactly. I was trying to balance
remember
the energy.
We all said we would go back to the basement and when the first opportunity we had, we closed that door.
Yeah, we're yeah. just like click.
You and I were going back from the bathroom, and I was like, dude,
can't go down there again.
We literally locked ourselves upstairs.
Yes. Yeah, we yeah. made it so we absolutely couldn't go back down.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. There was before Amber came when we were in Abby's room, there were a couple of messages that we got.
Yes,
that's when we got closet, wasn't
was
it?
Was that when we got closet
and strangled?
Yes, we talked about. A lot on your feed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That also comes out today where we talked about some of the facts that we learned and some of the new theories associated with the Lizzie Borden
yes.
case.
That room was kind of creepy.
It's funny. So the first time that Elena and I went to that house, I ended up like feeling genuinely sick in that room. Like
yeah.
really bad. Like I had mm-hmm. to leave. Like I was like, I'm going to pass out in here. And I felt gross in there still. Like I felt like icky. But I didn't feel as bad this time around. No.
I felt horrible in that room. Every single time we went in.
I tell you didn't feel good in that room.
I like had a headache. I felt so much pressure on my chest. I felt like intense dread and sorrow. It wasn't at all a scary thing. It was like
sad.
Sad. Like I was grieving someone.
Well, and she, I think she said, or whoever.
When we went into that room, the first thing that came over Ghost Tube was sad.
Sad. Aww. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, it is sad.
Mm-hmm. And the room was so floral smelling. It smelled wonderful.
It was. But yeah, we kept getting scents.
Oh, I just got chills just thinking
waves
about
of smells.
And like, I think you said like fresh powder.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like a what you would wash your body with.
And there was actually like a little like sink in there where like she would have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And technically that's the guest bedroom. Like that wasn't even where she slept or anything. Right. It was just where she was killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's photos of the crime scene in the room.
Yeah.
Which I don't love personally.
I know. And the creepy dolls all over the house.
I didn't love that.
I didn't love that.
And
which you said is a new addition because they weren't there last
time. Yeah, they weren't there when
we were there. The creepy dolls weren't. I do want to say that the crime scene photos were there.
No, they were.
Right. Yeah, they absolutely. Were.
The because dolls it is were like it, they leave those things because for like the historical aspect of it. So I can like somewhat understand that one more.
Yeah.
I think like because the autopsy happened in the dining room, they show you like that you're in the room that that happened with.
Yeah.
It's like the kitschiness of the other stuff, the like the hatchets and all that and like the dolls. Yes.
And the dolls are also, are they supposed to be Lizzie Borden? Because then that's also perpetuating something that we can't
that
say
we can't
is
prove.
True.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, we left the basement.
And then I think we went all the way upstairs, to the third floor, right?
Because we still had Amber with us. And so we were like, we want to go to the most haunted places, which were the basement and
that back bedroom.
The back bedroom with all the toys, which is where the kids spend the most amount of time.
Right.
And she had showed us this incredible photo that had been captured on the thermal camera because it's this like thermal gun that if you click a couple buttons, you can either record a video or take a photo.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had captured, truly, it looks like a toddler, like a baby in diapers.
In a diaper. Like
climbing up on, like trying to hoist themselves up on a piece
it's
of furniture.
So clear.
It was like the bed.
And it's the little like baby legs and everything. Like the stance and all that. Like,
yeah, the like outturned hips, like everything.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Like, that was one of the scariest things I've seen.
It was so sad too.
Yeah, no, it's so sad.
Yeah.
And that was another room where I felt like really overwhelming sadness.
Yeah.
When we walked up there, so the third floor, right when you go up the steps, it's Bridget's room, and then you have to go down the long hallway past the room that you two were supposed to sleep in.
Yeah,
never.
Which we never
no one ever stepped into. And then the kids' room. But remember, I went to go put a REM pod in Bridget's room, and I heard a cat meow.
Yes.
And there is a cat.
Immediately.
Max, the ghost cat.
I was like, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, like, here we go.
And then we went into the kids' room.
And that's when shit really popped off. Happened.
This is where I really believe in the ghost tube.
Yeah, that's where Ghost Tube really showed its shine.
The tone of what it was saying shifted completely in that room.
Yes.
Everything up until that point was like when we walked into Abby's room, it was like closet, dirty, strangled, like trying to tell us like this is what happened here kind of thing almost. And like sad, all that. And like downstairs, it was Andrew being like, you're fucking annoying me. And like, be quiet, like get out of here. And then we go up there. And it turned like childlike.
Yeah.
Like it just, everything
it, was
it said
curious,
was
curious. It was very innocent.
It said things like,
are you a friend?
Are you a friend?
That moment, which we have it on video.
We have it on multiple angles to a video, which is, I showed John and he was flabbergasted by that.
So we're sitting up there and with Amber, we're like first showing the ball, the cat toys, which they light up. We were trying to like, you know, get the kids to be like, hey, you can play with these. You can roll these. We rolled one of like the bigger balls and it was like, you can play with this too. And then I started taking out toys from the
toy box.
Yeah, the toy box, which they interacted with because when you took out the snake, it said something like slither. And then when you took out the horses, it said walk, come and go. And we were like, horses do walk. Oh, horses like, do come and go.
Yeah.
Look at all these toys over here. You can play with all of them. There's a little snake. Ooh. And a horse. I don't know who's having more fun.
It's walking.
It's working?
It said it's walking when you put the horse out.
Oh, the horse is walking. Look.
It's trotting.
Nay. The horses do come and go.
And then it said, the spirit said, snuggle.
Snuggle.
Oh, you like to snuggle?
And stay with us.
Yes, it said stay with us. And then at one point it said, don't leave me.
That was when I stood up, remember?
And you went to stand up and it said, don't leave me.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're not leaving. Like,
yeah.
Some of us are witchy.
We are a bit witchy here.
They've gotten psychic quite a bit.
Don't leave.
I'm not. I promise.
Don't leave.
It was right when Sabrina got
off. I'm not leaving.
Desk.
And at one point it said, are you a friend? And everybody was like, yes. Oh my God, yes, we're friends. We're friends. You were your friends. As soon as we said that, somebody, I can't remember who it was, said, come play with us. Like, we're here to play with you. And the REM pod all of a sudden went off.
Mm-hmm. Like, as if something had touched it.
Like, it was like, 100%. Okay. Like, it was like, are you a friend? And we were like, yeah. And it was like, cool, let's play this.
Okay,
like,
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Oh, you can play music with this too.
Are you a friend?
We are
friends.
Yeah. Come play with us.
Does that turn off my phone? I hope.
Are you playing with us?
And then you started reading the book. You were reading Goodnight Moon. And it said good.
But didn't it say slower, too? Like,
it said slower at one point, and then it said good.
And you were like, yes, that's it. And it said sorry. Like, it had interrupted you.
I'm like, no, that's so good.
Because it was like a second before you were going to say goodnight.
Yeah.
Something. And it was like good. And then you were like, oh, yes.
Yeah, goodnight. And it was like, sorry. And I was like, this is like a conversation.
It
like,
was so beautiful.
And none of the words, none of those sentences happened anywhere else in the house.
No.
And it wouldn't have made sense really in a lot of the rooms.
No,
it
wouldn't.
Like, don't leave us.
It
like,
only made sense
with
there.
Me.
They were scared. So because we went there right from the basement and we did keep hearing like slut.
Yeah.
So the belief is that Carl kind of came up with us. And this is when Amber was like being really aggressive with like, get out of here,
away,
Carl.
We're hanging out with the kids.
Talk to you, Carl.
And so the kids kept coming through saying scared. And so we were trying
and
to tell
you don't
them,
understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, because I asked, do you get to hang out with the cat? And they said, yeah, sorta. And then a few moments later, they said, to the right, don't go there.
Yeah.
And to our right was basically like the doorway to get in and out of the room. And just moments later, all of a sudden it was slut.
Yep.
Slut.
That was two different voices. To your right. Who's right?
Don't go there.
Like, don't go to the right. Is that slut again? I thought that was slut.
Yeah. That guy. Carl, you can go back downstairs.
Carl.
And so they were basically trying to say, like, Carl's in the doorway. He's to your right. Don't go over there.
Which scared the shit out of me.
I have chills just thinking about it right now.
I was
going to
say, I just got full chills.
And that makes me so sad that they're, like, trapped inside that house with things like that. Like,
yeah.
And that they're warning us.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you're the one who has to stay here. Like, I can leave.
I know. It reminds me of Casper with his mean brothers.
Yeah.
No. I was like, oh.
But then they did say sleepy. And we were like, we'll let you sleep. And then I took a picture of where all the toys were. Because we were like, I wonder if... Because we told them to, like, you can play with these toys. Like, have as much fun as you want. And we were curious if anything would move by the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And we did go back to check.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything had moved. Right?
Nothing had moved. No. But the second... So this was, like, the last thing we did in the house.
Yeah.
We went back up there. Nothing had moved. But immediately...
What did it...
Your ghost tube said something about play with me.
I think it said play with us.
Do you want to play?
Yeah. Do you want to play?
That was absolutely bonkers.
We were in stunned silence. We were all just like, yeah, because it was, I sat on the bed and it said, do you want to play? And I was like,
we all like looked at each other like,
because
again, that just happened.
It didn't say anything about playing or stay with me or are you a friend until we got in that room.
The second
and
we crossed the
even
threshold.
The second time.
It had actually been like super quiet up to that point.
Super quiet. Because
we were in that front room. You guys were kind of like falling asleep a
and
little bit.
And then Ash, you started to fall asleep and I was like, we got to do something.
And it was so quiet up to that point. And then as soon as we went up there, it was
it
like,
it didn't say
boom.
A thing until we walked in that room. That I had it going the entire time we walked up those stairs,
right.
Everything.
That's the other thing with Ghost Tube. is the majority of the time we were in the house, it was running. It's not like we just started it and stopped it, like when we were at certain locations.
No.
It was consistently going between one of our phones.
Yeah, right. And I feel like we got the most activity out of all the rooms in that room.
And it was so positive. Like, it was. So happy.
The first time we went up there after I'd gotten poked in the thigh, I definitely felt something pull on my pant leg. That's like the bottom of my pants.
That's the second time you got
touched. And I thought that maybe like my leg got like twisted in my pants or something, and then like it ruffled like out. And I tried to recreate like the movement and I couldn't feel that sensation again. So I definitely think like something was pulling.
Something went down.
You know what's spooky? So we ended up talking with a pet psychic who that on Monday was doing the readings for us, because she like did them ahead of time and wrote them down for us. In my reading, it's weird. I apparently showed up, my higher self showed up in like a clown costume with balloons, but there was a group of kids sitting on the floor and I was handing balloons to the kids.
Stop.
And the exact day that she was channeling Sabrina's energy and trying to channel her cat Leia's energy for this reading was when we were doing the overnight, and Sabrina was trying to entertain all the kids.
Oh my God, I have chills right now.
I know, I have chills again too.
Because you were the main one, like you got right on the floor, you started pulling shit out of the toy box, like, and you were reading to them and talking to them the most. That's crazy. Isn't that wild? And that was like the last interaction that we really had until we left.
Right.
Which was nice.
Yeah, that was a great way to end.
Yeah.
Okay, we definitely need to talk about when we were sitting in the dining room and we were reading the stories from. So we were sitting in Andrew's room and it kind of had been like a little bit quiet. So Corinne was like, I think I'm going to lay here and nap. You're pregnant. You needed to get some sleep.
Yes. I was like, I'm not going to make it through without like some small naps. Yeah. But I wanted to be in the rooms that you guys were in. So I was
in a chair. Just
I was just passed out in the chair as everyone else is like,
baby's first ghost hunt.
Communicate with us.
Baby's first ghost hunt.
Baby slept through the first seance.
And the three of us were playing Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
We were just chit-chatting. And then
Also the house and the spirits, they were kind of indicating to us that they needed a little bit of a break.
At one point, they said, be quiet. And we were like, you know what? We'll listen to you.
Give you a break.
We'll give you a break.
We're supposed to be respecting each other here, so we'll take a break and respect you.
Yes.
It did say be quiet and like, you're annoying at the same time.
Yes,
like,
literally. Okay, we're like, got it.
Bye. And that was when we were in the room where Andrew was killed. And I totally felt like that was his
100%.
Energy. 100%. All right. Like, chill out, girls.
Yeah.
It was like he was like the dad at a slumber party.
Right. He had two daughters. He probably, like, he has no problem being like, oh, you're so annoying.
But so we were playing Cards Against Humanity, but I think there was a certain point. Did all the REM pods go off at the same time?
They did.
And that woke you up, right?
No.
No?
The weird smell woke me up.
Because that happened. Like, the REM, all in the different rooms, they all went off.
And that was right before they went off, the weird smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weird smell happened about, like, 5 seconds before the REM pod went off. Because I, like, woke from the dead. And I was like, it smells like sewage and pretzels, which to me feels like there's a demon present.
Was it Carl, do we think?
It could have been Carl. Because you smelled it, too. And we were sitting on opposite sides of the room.
Yeah.
So it kind of, like, permeated the whole
And it, like, wafted
room.
Through. Like, it didn't stick around.
No.
It just, like, went by.
Just a moment. Yeah. Just a stinky little moment. And in my mind, I was like, I have to fully wake myself up and tell you guys. Because what if there is something here and, like... Mm-hmm. I'm kind of in and out of sleep at this point. And I'm like, I don't want you guys to not know that I'm smelling this in case it is something bad trying to communicate.
Right.
And as I'm like getting up to tell you guys, you're about to get up because all of the REM pods go off at the same time. So it was like we smell the smell and 5 seconds
later.
And there
were three of them.
Yeah. Three REM pods in three
rooms.
Different rooms all go off at the exact same time.
We had one in the dining room, one in Andrew's room, which is the room we were in, and then one in the living room. All three went off at the exact same time.
Yep.
The amount of moments where we were all stunned into silence.
And just like looking around at each other, like, what do we do?
Yeah. it reminds me of Elena when you and I were in the dining room alone when you guys were setting up a bunch of the equipment. We're sitting there and we're sitting on the same side and you and I were both kind of getting a little bit sleepy. So like we weren't talking, we were just sitting there and then the lights get brighter and you like look around and then we both just look at each other and then like turn back, like not acknowledging really.
Oh my God.
We're like, it's happening, but
we don't know what to do about it. Was that when you and I went to put one of the
cameras
and we were doing the light thing at that point?
I love that we both just looked at each other and we're like,
We didn't even speak after. Yeah, we're just silence. I don't know what to say. Sitting there.
That had been happening like all night with the lights. So you're like, I don't know what we're going to do about it.
What can we do?
This is what it is.
At one point, too, it was when Andrew was getting a little annoyed with us. It was at one point he said, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And when he said that, I have a video. Ash just goes, no.
Because I was like, you're right. We shouldn't.
I mean, again, though, it makes me think of.
You shouldn't be here.
No.
The saddest, like.
No, because it was the energy had been like pretty, like obviously it was scary, but like nothing had really said like get the fuck out of here. And when it was like you shouldn't be here, I was like, oh no, is it turning? We should go.
Just go.
No. I know. I have wild reactions in the moment.
It was also like anytime the REM pods went off, it was a similar situation. Except for in the kids' room, anytime the REM pods were off, they would go off together.
Yeah.
Like the time in Bridget's room where
all at once
they both went off and the cat ball. And I had only gotten a video of like, because I basically started it after the one to my right had started. So I was over on the one by the door and then the cat ball was going at the same time. We didn't even notice that until the playback.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was wild.
Do you guys remember what we were talking about when that happened? I don't remember what we were saying.
I honestly think that's the only time none of us were recording.
Yeah. In a weird way, I feel like that room was one of the scarier rooms because we all wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of inexplicable.
They also have a book of people's stories where people write what has happened. And we sat in the kitchen and we were reading them. And I can't remember in the dining room. And I can't remember the exact wording, but there was one story where we read it and we got an EVP that was, they were basically were like, that didn't happen.
False. Yeah. It's a false.
So we started doing that and we basically, I was like, I think I have some recordings of this where I was like, we're just going to read through these experiences of other people. Like, we'd love to hear your take, like, if this is how it happened. Mm-hmm. And multiple times it corrected us.
Yeah. It would say never.
Validated sometimes, it. Yeah.
Yep.
I was lying on my side and felt a vibrating by my arm. Maybe it was Max. There's a sewing room. Where's that?
False.
Wait, when you were reading the stories, you passed one and you're like, I'm not going to do that right now. Do you remember what it said? Oh, yeah.
I think it was talking about like really tall shadow people and like something of watching them sleep. I was just like, this just feels too scary.
Too ominous.
Yeah, like I don't need this in my...
I was happy you did it, but like I was like, I need to ask her. Yeah, it was getting way late at that point.
Oh, I think there was also one about like being scratched, like a demon scratch thing. So I was just like, one, I don't know if this is true. And two, I don't want to
like put it
in the air, especially because we were sitting in the dining room. The lights already were creepy. It was already a creepy room. And we had watched that video.
We have to talk about that video.
Amber told us about it. They were like, was it a mother daughter?
I think yes. Yeah.
In the house, they had bought the whole, like, they had booked the whole house and they were in that room and the lights turn off.
Yep. Which had been happening to us all night.
They kind of like both pause, look at each other, and there's a closet door right underneath the camera and it starts slowly opening on its own. And you see both of them like be like,
they like lost it.
Yeah.
I would have started sobbing in that moment.
Oh, I would have lost it.
Yeah.
100%.
I remember you checked that closet when we first got there because I was like, oh, what's in here?
And it was just like a little broom closet. Like, but it was even, it was like really small.
And we didn't have any experience.
Like, no, it didn't have anything,
similar like that.
When you were reading the stories, one of them ended with, and I don't think Abby wanted us in her space. And as you said it, somebody asked, I think it was you, you were like, what was that last thing? And I was like, oh, Abby didn't want them in their space. And as I said it out loud with the naked ear, I heard, I will go to my dying day saying that it is on
camera. No, it's on video.
We both heard. Yeah.
There was a woman near the stairs where the room is that Abby was killed in. I don't know what she said, but she said something. I heard a woman loud and fucking clear.
And you can hear it. And you can hear.
You can't make out what she's saying, but you hear a voice.
It was a woman's voice.
You hear a woman's voice. And it was so loud and clear that I was like, should we check around to make sure nobody's in this house? Because I feel like there's a human in this house.
What did you say right before that happened?
That it seemed like, you were reading that, it seemed like Abby was mad that somebody was in her space.
Wait, did you hear a voice?
What was that? Mad that somebody was in her space.
It was a woman's voice.
What? No, I straight up heard that.
I believe you guys.
Me too.
It sounded like it was 10 feet from us. Like it was just so clear. Down the hall.
And the three of us all heard it.
Yes. I was too busy chomping on pink Starburst.
That was another moment of like stunned
the one time
silence.
You're not the one who.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, here's what it said. Yeah. And of course, we can't decipher what it said because we didn't have your ears.
Yeah.
That one blew my mind.
Because that was the only moment where we heard something with our naked ear.
Right. Outside of using
you could
equipment.
Hear like every now and then I felt like I heard like a footstep upstairs or I felt like something moved.
You heard breathing, didn't you?
I heard breathing, yeah, at one point. And some of us heard music at different points, like
I heard
very
music
faint music
often throughout.
You heard it a lot. And then you said it. So I don't know if maybe it made me like think I was hearing it. But later in the night when it started getting quieter and like you two were sleeping, I think I looked at you and I was like, do you hear that?
Yeah.
And you were like, you didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
I thought it was either breathing or like music. But it was so faint that I couldn't decide which one it was.
Right. It's almost like, are we playing a trick on ourselves?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's so quiet that we're hearing things.
I definitely heard footsteps above us a few times and it was just like,
let's ignore
some
it.
Things.
Wait,
we don't
Elena,
need to
didn't you see a face peer over?
Oh,
peer
my God.
Through?
Yes. When we were in Abby's room.
What?
It was Abby's room. I saw somebody like peer around the door.
Oh, yeah. You said that. And you didn't say it until after.
Because like I said, I like trick myself into being like, no.
Yeah,
no. I didn't see that.
And so I was like, we were in her room. We're getting those like bad and, you know, sad closet strangulate. And I'm like, wow, this is like really intense.
I always feel like I can't breathe when I walk in this room, but it is like,
sad.
Sad. It is sad.
It is sad in here.
Closet.
Is that the closet?
Was someone hiding in the closet and surprised?
And as we're talking, out of the corner of my eye, I swear to you, I saw something small peek around the doorway and then peek back. And I literally so much that I like peeked through the door frame because I was like, is somebody out there?
It could have been the cat or a kid.
I think it seems like it was a kid.
Was it? I'm pretty sure when we were in Abby's room, I was standing closer to the doorway and something on the ghost tube said behind you.
I wonder if it was
around, because I remember I was like, I'm not standing by the door anymore.
Like, yeah, you were like, fuck that. I wonder if it was, because in my head, I was like, no, you're freaking yourself out. Like, you're seeing something that's stupid. And in my head, I was like, that was too small to be like a, it didn't click in my head. I was like, no, that was nothing.
And that was before Amber got there.
And then
there,
Amber
and
got there and told
the
us
kids.
The kids. And I was like, that was a kid looking behind that door.
And that's
like,
when you
I
said
think
it.
That was a kid looking behind that door. Just being like, what the fuck are you guys doing in here?
I didn't say this when it happened because we were in the front room and it was just you and I awake and you guys were sleeping. And I said this to you the other day. I was looking at the wall in front of us, like right next to the piano. And I swear, and I like second guess myself on this because I don't know if I was just like tired, but I saw this like shadow like moving along the wall, like back and forth.
It's like when I saw the curtains and I was like, am I tripping?
It was the left drape.
The left one?
Yeah, the left red one.
Like the top
is it not? Wait, why? Is am I tripping?
It was also terrifying in the dining room when we were all sitting eating dinner and Elena was telling her story. And I had to stop and I was like, are you stomping your feet?
Because you were telling like an intense story. And like sometimes you'll like move around and tell a story. So I was like, oh, she definitely is.
Yeah.
And then you were like, no, I'm not.
The whole floor was vibrating and it was like as if you were stomping with emphasis in parts of your story.
And I was in like slippers too.
And it happened for like 3 minutes and we all just mostly assumed that you were moving. And then we asked and you're like, no.
I was like, no.
You're like, I haven't stomped once.
I was like, I'm not stomping.
Yeah. 1 foot wasn't even on the ground. Yeah.
And when you did stomp, it like did not recreate the sound or the feeling.
No. So we were literally getting like a stomping and vibration, right? It felt like it was under your chair as you were.
Yeah. And as soon as you asked it, I was like, no. Cause I like looked down, like my feet are like up on the thing.
And they were. And that's interesting because we would have been right over the basement. And that's before we had gone into the basement.
Mm.
So it's like with something like, come on down, ladies.
Taking a broom, being like, you're being too noisy.
The downstairs neighbor.
Cause like, these sluts. So loud.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there are any other big ones that we're missing. I mean, there's so much, but
it's hard because there's just so much. And the fact that the REM pods went off at the same time multiple times was just so freaky.
It also multiple times when we were in the bathroom, it would start going off. Actually, when you went to the bathroom multiple times, it started going off.
Oh, and there was a time when you two went to the bathroom. And Elena and I, and it was like right before we were going to leave. I think it was like right before we went back upstairs to check on the toys and every single REM pod started going off and you guys didn't hear them.
No, not at all.
You came back and we were like, did you just hear that? And you were like, no.
You were like, it was going off for 2 minutes.
It didn't make any sense.
When we came back, the one in the Andrew's room was still going off and we're like,
yes.
And you two were just kind of sitting there with your cameras.
Yeah.
That's been going off for a long time.
It's been going for a long time?
Yeah. Like at least a minute.
Hi. It's the temperature and their movement.
But the fact that you didn't hear them didn't make any sense.
No.
But that bathroom did have the automatic fan, which like does make it hard to hear anything outside of
but
there.
But even when you like walked out into the kitchen,
yeah, that's weird.
You know?
Should we talk about what happened at the very end of the night?
Oh my gosh. The house was so happy.
We were all horrified being there towards the end because the activity really picked up. It started to feel like it was being way more active. And then there was a moment that it did start to feel like it was settling down slightly. And because some of us were tired and one of us had been sleeping on and off for like 2 hours, we decided, okay, it's 4:30. Let's wrap it up. The second we said we're going to leave, the entire house got so much brighter.
Like visibly so. I literally said, I was like, it looks like daylight.
Yes.
None of us spoke anything about
it. No one acknowledged
it. All of a sudden, all four of us, when the whole night we're going room by room with each other.
Like holding hands.
All of a sudden, all four of us intuitively were like, okay, we feel safe. We feel comfortable. Let's pack up. We were all in separate rooms.
Packing, moving freely about the house. Like no fear.
None.
At all.
It was like an energy lifted.
Yes.
Then we're standing in the dining room. All of our stuff are packed. And you're like, yeah, you said it feels like daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And the lights that had been dimming the whole night in the dining room were
the brightest
they had ever been.
And the bulb that kept going out was completely on.
Fine.
And like to the point where I think you looked out the window because we were like, does the fucking sun rise this early?
Yes.
And we look out the window and it's like pitch black.
It's 4:30.
It's like dark hallways that had one single lamp bulb were like the brightest rooms you've ever seen.
Honestly, that's one of the weirdest things I think I've ever experienced when we were leaving.
Which is like, was the house acting? And they were like, all right, cut, like time to go.
Well, I mean, it does make sense. If Andrew doesn't like people being there, he kept calling us annoying. He didn't want us to be there. It would make sense that they put effort into making people feel uncomfortable so that they will leave.
Yeah.
The moment we told the house we were leaving, it was like, thank God. We did. Yeah. We accomplished our goal.
And it probably takes a lot of energy to like make it uncomfortable. So the second they can stop, they're like, woof. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And they wanted to make it easy for us to leave, right? It's like, oh, let's escort you out.
Light the way.
The brightest lights possible. Don't trip on your way out.
Yeah, just like everyone was like, here you go, ladies. Like, just leave through this door. Bye.
And I didn't feel like we were all like shaking it off in the driveway. And even like... because there was a couple of times that we went out into like the driveway, like I think when we were trying to go to the basement and like obviously when you and I first got there, even in like the driveway, you feel terrified.
Yeah.
But then when we left and we were like shaking it off, we're like literally dancing around the driveway.
The shake it off
like,
video is so cute.
I love that video. Yeah,
we need to recreate that every haunted place.
Everyone.
Yeah.
It was wild. The juxtaposition of just like moments before being very scared and moving as a group of four everywhere.
Yes.
To suddenly freely roaming the house, collecting all of our items and heading out.
Truly night and day, because it went from the last thing we did was we were up in the kids' room, and even like though that haunting was positive, going down those steps from like the third floor downstairs, I was in the back, which also we had been told that in the attic, Bridget had been locked in and you could see on the thing, like there was a lock underneath, but I was in the back of the like four of us, and I remember like Ash, you were right in front of me, and I was like, I don't want to push Ash down the stairs, but I want to be downstairs so fast. And then we decided we were leaving. That feeling was gone.
Yeah.
And that's like in like an instant.
Within 30 seconds.
It's so funny because every time we would move as a group to like go up or down the stairs, you could tell we were all fighting for a spot that was not the back. And I kept getting the back and I was like, fuck you guys.
The back and the front are the worst.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you just want to be sandwiched in the middle. And we were like, Corinne needs to be sandwiched in the middle.
And then we would
what.
All just rotate like who got to go in the second part.
There was one time where I was in the back. And you guys all stopped right at the top of the stairs. And so I was still on the stairs. And I was like, I'm going to get fucking pushed down the stairs.
Oh, my God. If I had
and I was just
that,
there for like 90 seconds. And I was like, they'll move eventually. They'll move eventually.
You just yelled at us.
I was like white knuckling the railing.
Remember we like saw, Oh my God.
That's scary. I know. It scared Jesus me too. Christ.
Jesus. Now I didn't even hear anything. I look over and I just saw the door slowly opening and I was like, I gotta go. It was crazy.
So much happened.
I can't wait to do the next one with you guys.
I know. We're a paranormal investigative group now. We're going to make custom-made jackets.
Yeah.
We are. And we're going to choose another place to go.
Hell yeah.
So, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thanks, Ash and Elena, for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We love you guys.
We love you.
We would do this every day of the week. This
I know. It's so much fun. Do you want to do our sign-off with us?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. We will see you on the other side. Very spooky.